愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家来学习一段圣经。
This morning we'd like to study a Bible passage.
我们请看箴言。
Let's look at Proverbs.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
箴言的二十章二十九节。
Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head.
这个地方说，强壮是少年人的荣耀。
Here it says that the glory of young men is their strength.
那白发是老年人的尊荣。
And the gray head.Is the splendor of old man?
这个钦定本哈，把尊荣翻作 beauty 啊，就是老年人的美，就是他的白头发。
And another version uses the word instead of splendor, the word beauty to describe the gray head of men.
那从少年人一直到老年人，这是一直在进行的过程。
And from the transformation of a young man to old man is a long period of time.
是我们没有办法选择的。
It is a choice that we cannot make.
因为时间一过，我们年纪就越来越大。
It is inevitable when time passes, our age will start to increase.
那这里就告诉我们这两个阶段的人他们的特色不太一样。
Here it tells us that the strong characteristics of men at different ages, of stages of life.
所以我们要学习欣赏人要看他是什么年纪。
And so when we admire a person, we need to start looking at what stage they are in.
如果他是青年。
If they are young.
我们就欣赏他的活力。
Then we admire their vitality.
他的健壮。
Or their strength.
所以在年轻人的身上有时候我们所要欣赏的不是或者说想要追求的不是从他得到什么智慧。
And so from a young man, we may not expect wisdom from them.
比方说要怎么教小孩子。
So for example, how should we look at a child?
再来婚姻要怎么才能够幸福。
Or how can they have a blessed marriage?
家庭怎么能够圆满?
How can they have a peaceful and harmonious family?
人生的意义是什么?
What is the meaning of life?
这个对少年人来讲,他是正在摸索。
These are questions that a young man are learning during your early years.
但是到了老年人,
But once they grow old,
这几方面都有经验。
They have now experienced all such cycles of family life.
有的是成功的经验，有的是失败的经验。
Some have become victorious in their lives, and some have failed.
如果是成功的经验，他本身的榜样就是代表他的智慧。
And so if they had a victorious experience, then that shows their wisdom.
如果这个经验不是很成功，他也可以从负面来学到一些智慧。
And even if they were not victorious, but they failed, they too will learn lessons from life that is invaluable wisdom.
所以这里说老年人的美就是他的白头发。
And so here it says that the beauty of the old man is their gray head.
这个是有一个隐藏的意思在里面。
There is a hidden meaning in this verse.
就是当一个人年纪大，代表他的智慧、经验，还有他带给人的一个很有。意义的一种中建立。
It means that when a person is older, they can impart upon us their wisdom, their experience, and meaning into our lives.
我们看约伯记的十二章。
Let's look at Job chapter 12.
约伯记的十二章。
Job chapter 12.
十二章的十二节。
Verse 12, Job chapter 12, verse 12.Wisdom is with aged men, and with the length of days, understanding.
这个地方说年老的有智慧。
It says here the aged men have wisdom.
因为他不断的学习，不断的经验，所以对事情的判断力比较丰富。
Because they continue to learn and grow every day, so their experience and their perception of matters is with wisdom.
哦，那下面说，瘦高的有知识。
Then it says that those who are anointed with wisdom.
十二节的下面一句。
And it says the length of days is understanding.
英文说 understanding 就是一种了解力、洞察力，对事情能够看得很清楚。
Word understanding refers to their ability to discern and understand the heart of the matter.
因为人生有表象，也有真相。
Because in every matter of life, there is the superficial and the deep meaning.
在人生很年轻的时候，我们看到前面一片的光明。
During the early days of our life, we may think we have a bright future.
但是年纪大之后，回头过来看。
But after we have grown old and we turn back and look,
我们可以了解人生的真相。
And we can really see the true facts of life.
真相就是，如果不是以神做中心，人生是虚空的。
We understand an important reality that without God, everything has been meaningless.
那要怎么去超越这个虚空？
So how can we transcend this vanity of life?
就是我们生活的每一个决定，每一个层面都要跟神连上关系。
That every aspect of our life shall be connected to God and to have fear of God so that we can have meaning in our lives.
我们的工作，
whether it be our work,
我们的家庭，
our family,
每一件事情到最后都是为着神。
Every single matter we should entrust and connect with God.
所以年纪大的美是什么？
And so what is the beauty of the aged?
我们要欣赏一个人的白头发，到底欣赏什么？
And so when we admire the beauty of their gray hair, what do we admire?
代表他的美。
It shows their beauty.
这个美代表什么？
And what does this beauty represent?
代表他对事情的判断力，还有他对事情的一个洞察力。
It shows that their motivation and their understanding of the meaning of life.
圣经记载所罗门王当王。
And it says in the Bible that Solomon was a king.
他国位相当的强盛。
When his kingdom was at its prime.
那为什么？
And why is this?
因为所罗门栽培了一批的这个谋士 counselor。
Because he had trained a group of counselors.
那后来他的儿子也当王。
And later his son also became king.
那他儿子也栽培了一批谋士。
His son also had a group of counselors to advise him.
那现在他儿子遇到困难。
And when his son encountered problems,
就是好多人来问他。
Many people came to ask his advice.
你爸爸跟我们收税收这么重。
And they said to him that your father has laid a heavy burden of taxes upon us.
请你给我们少付税一点。
Can you please relieve our taxes a little bit?
那这个所罗门就去问这两批的谋士。
And so when this son of Solomon went to ask the two different groups of counselors.
那他自己的谋士就跟他讲你有兵权，你就跟他讲，你不听我就要压你们。
And so his young group of advisors told him that since you're strong, you can just threaten them with your force.
但是他爸爸养的那一批参谋就跟他讲。
But the older counselors that have been with his father for a long time, King Solomon, they advised him differently.
我说你要讲好话。
They said to him, you must speak gently with these people.
以爱心来对待他们。
With compassion and mercy.
那他们就永远拥护你当王。
Then you'll win their hearts forever.
但是可惜的，所罗门他用了他自己参谋的意见。
But Solomon's son was foolish and he used his own advisors.
所以国位就分作两半了。
And did not listen to the wise advisors, so his kingdom was divided.
那他所用的参谋跟他爸爸用的参谋差在哪里？
So what was the difference in the way he used his advisors versus the way his father Solomon used his advisors?
他的参谋是年轻人。
His difference was that he used young advisors.
他的爸爸用的是老年人。
But his father Solomon used aged advisors.
当然这也不能够一概而论。
Of course, we cannot say that that is the main reason is the age difference.
但是有时候这给我们一个指标。
But this allows us to be able to see a difference.
就是人年纪大，他的美就是他的成熟、智慧、判断力。
Is that when a man is older, persons older, they are able to have such good judgment, discernment, and understanding.
所以有一个父亲告诉他孩子。
And so one time there was a father that said to his son,
说你要多跟老年人做朋友。
You should make friends with the old people.
哦，这个父亲讲得相当对。
Because the father was very wise.
有的人他把老年人看作没有用。
Because many people today disregard the older generation.
哦，其实这个父亲对孩子讲，你要跟老年人做朋友。
But it was wise of this father to teach his son that you must make friends with the older generation.
不管他的经验好不好，你都可以从正面、负面学到很多。
Whether or not they have gone through good, successful or unsuccessful experiences, they can be your teachers.
那后来他的孩子真的是这样，他有很多老年人的朋友。
And so his son listened to his father's advice and ended up with many friends that are of older age.
啊，他自己在见证。他其实学到很多，他自己不需要再去摸索。
And so he testified that he learned many life experiences that he didn't have to have his own heartaches to learn.
那既然老年人有他的美
，And so if today the aged have their beauty，
所以值得我们来尊重。
That means they are worthy of our respect.
你看利未记十九章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
三十二节
Verse 32.
十九章三十二节
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord.
啊，这个地方说要尊敬老人。
Here it says to honor the old man.
下面说要又要敬畏你的神。
And it also says to fear your God.
所以他把这两句话连在一起。
So the Bible just puts it together, the honoring of the old man and the fear of God together.
所以敬畏神有一个表现，就是他尊敬老人。
A person who fears God will honor the aged.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is a command of God.
要从心里来尊敬他。
That we must respect them from the bottom of our hearts.
所以下面说我是神。
And therefore it says here, I am the Lord.
要是这一句话神说的，这是有分量。
And so the word spoken by God has its weight.
好，那怎么尊敬老人？
And so how can we honor the old?
三十二节。
Verse 32.
在白发的人面前，你要站起来。
That you should rise before the gray-headed.
啊，有一次我跟一个在这里长大的年轻人在谈。
One time I was talking with a young man.
说圣经说在白发人面前你要站起来。
That person asked, says that we are supposed to rise before the gray-headed.
他说我们在这里没有这个文化。
He says that in America we don't have such custom.
但是后来我在看每一年的二月份美国的总统要在国会里面发表他的演说。
But then I noticed that every year in February there is a presidential message.
Union address. 所有的国会参议院众议院都连在一起。
All the state delegates and national conventions are held.
当总统一进来。
And when a president entered.
这是美国的总统。
And this is the president of the United States.
不管是赞成过去反对他，全部都站起来。
Whether those who are contrary to him or those who are in support of him, they all stand.
这个代表对一个国家元首的尊重。
This shows their honor for the president of their nation.
所以我们尊重老年人，其实就是对神的尊重。
And so today, if we honor an elderly person, that means that we honor God.
因为这是神给我们的一个诫命。
Because this is a command from the Lord Himself.
所以这个站起来不只是外在的姿态，而是在代表我们内心对他们的尊重。
So we not only rise physically, but also from within our hearts, we show our respect.
那用外在的行动来表达我们内心在遵从神的旨意。
We show our respect from our heart outwardly through our standing up.
那除了这样，怎么尊重老年人？
And so, what? How other ways can we show our honor to the elderly?
提摩太前书第五章。
Let's look at First Timothy.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy, chapter 5.
第一节
Verse 1. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers.
这个地方说不可严责老年人。
Here it says, do not rebuke an older man.
因为人年纪大以后会退化。
Because as a man becomes older, they will degenerate.
我们看到很多的父母对小孩子多么有耐性。
And we see how patient many parents are to their children.
因为他知道这是小孩子。
Because they know that this is a very young person.
所以在没有成熟之前，他有很多的缺点。
And so before they are able to grow mature, they will have many weaknesses.
所以要时间，要空间给他长大。
And so parents must give them time and space to make that growth.
那这个叫做爱。
And this is called love.
那对这个小孩子做不到的地方，我们过分的要求啊，这个不是爱，这是苛刻。
It is not love if they over expect or pressure your children to achieve what they are not able to within their capacity.
有时候会造成小孩子人格发生问题。
And it may cause trauma in the child.
那倒过来看，有时候我们人在老化的过程，就渐渐变成小孩子。
And it is similar that as we grow older, we will also return to be like children.
所以我们就需要有耐性。
And so we need more of the compassion and mercy from others.
就像父母对小孩子有耐性。
Just as parents were compassionate to their children.
所以不可严责老年人。
And so we must never rebuke the older generation.
台湾话有一句话说，弯处老灰啊，这一句话不是很好的话。
The Taiwanese saying is that the old guy in my house, and that's not a very respectful way to refer to the elderly.
老灰啊，就是表示没有用的。
Because the old guy represents someone who is useless.
所以我们对老年人的尊重啊，不要用这样的话来描写老年人。
So when we talk about the elderly in passing, we should not use words that are demeaning.
好，那我们再看箴言的二十三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言的二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
二十二节。
Verse 22.Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
因为老年人有他的美，就是他的智慧，所以要听从生你父亲。
Because the elderly have their beauty, which is their wisdom, we must listen to what they have to say.
有时候文化长大不同，对事情看法不一样。
Although we may have grown up in different cultural backgrounds, and we may have different outlooks on life.
但是圣经的原则是适用每一个文化。
But the word to the Bible is applicable to any kind of customs or cultures.
所以老年人或许对现在的文化不了解。
It may be that the elderly do not understand the times of our day.
但是如果他们的教导是出于圣经的话，这是值得听的，这是智慧。
But if what they have to say is in accordance with biblical teachings, then we must honor their words.
所以说要听父亲啊，然后母亲老了不可藐视他。
Therefore, it says here to listen to your father, not to despise your mother when she is old.
但是圣经也对老年人也有一些勉励。
There is also exhortations in the Bible to the elderly.
不是单方面的。
It is not a singular direction just for the young.
因为我年纪大，所以你就要尊重，要听我，不是这样。
The Bible does not say just because you're older, you can mandate anything to the younger generation.
我们来看提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. That the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience.
这个地方说老年人要节制端庄自守在信心爱心忍耐都要纯全无瑕疵。第三节。
Verse 3, the older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things.
在有的英文圣经他说 teach the older men to be worthy of respect, worthy, 就是说要不断的成长，所以让人觉得你是值得尊重的。
So in some versions it says teach the older men to be worthy of respect.
在灵性上要不断的成长。
That in spirituality they continue to grow.
那这就提到几点。
And how do they continue to grow spiritually?
一个是有节制。
One is that they are very sober or moderate.
节制是第一个。
Sober.
你英文不知道。
Temperate.
temperate， 就是说啊，有节制的生活就有平衡，中庸，合乎中庸，不会偏激。
So if you are temperate, that means you have self-control. You will not go to extremes, and you have a well-balanced life.
那端庄。
And to be reverent.
自守。
And to be sober.
然后信心、爱心、忍耐。
To be sound in faith, love, and patience.
要不断的成长。
Now they continue to grow spiritually.
第三节说。
Verse 3 says.
老年的妇人举止要恭敬，不说谗言。
Here it says that they must be reverent in their behavior, not slanders.
因为时间多了，有时候说长道短、搬弄是非，这个就会失去人的尊重。
Sometimes, as the elderly woman, they have more time, so they may start to gossip or slander or talk about things that's unnecessary.
所以不说谗言呢，这是让人能够尊重的一个很重要的一种灵修。
So if an older woman does not speak unnecessary words, then this will be a beauty of her spirituality.
那下面不给酒做奴仆。
And do not be given too much wine.
酒现在就是指娱乐。
And wine represents the pleasures of this world.
不要一天到晚都坐在电视面前了。
Do not be sitting in front of the television all day long.
就是醉在里面了。
To be drunken by the media.
因为醉了酒，人就不能被圣灵充满了。
Because when we are filled with the wine of this world, we cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被世俗充满了，神的灵就没有办法充满。
When we are filled with the worldly matters, the Holy Spirit will not be able to fill within our hearts.
那倒过来讲哈，如果常常祷告被圣灵充满，对世俗的这些娱乐，我们就可以减少。
On the other hand, if we constantly pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will have very little desire for the pleasures or the satisfaction from the world.
第三节最后一句话，用善道教训人。
And here it says in verse 3, teachers of good things.
所谓善道就是神的话。
The teaching of good things refers to the teaching of God.
所以老年人最值得听的话，就是他对神的道理经过消化、体验过所讲出来的。
And so what is the most valuable things to hear from the elderly? It is their experience of walking with God in their lives.
因为敬畏神是智慧的开始。
Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
当我们每一个意见，我们每一个讲法都是从神的话出来，这就是智慧。
And if every opinion, every word, sentiment that we utter is of God, then that shows our wisdom from God.
那这就是老年人能够赢得人尊重的一个方法。
And this is a great way to win respect and honor from others.
所以圣经的教训是两面的。
And so the teaching of the Bible is exhortation both to the young and to the elderly.
那我们每一方面都来努力，我们的教会就会像一个大的家庭。
And if we strive to achieve this in both the young and the old, we will have more harmony in this church of family.
愿主祝福一些年纪大的身体健壮灵魂兴盛。
May God bless all the aged and elderly with honor, respect, health, prosperity, and wisdom.
好，来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
485。
Sing him 480.
85。
Sing him 485.